Rav Nevensol's Sefer on Shavuos is fabulous, and it's fabulous Musar. We'll spend a few minutes. All right. We milchiks on Shavuos. One of the reasons is that the Torah is compared to Dvash v'cholav. Dvash v'cholav tachas v'shonech.
Isn't the Torah compared to water? I never heard
that. Also water. Okay, but the Mishpura quotes Dvash v'cholav. It's both.
Also?
Yes. The Mishnah Berurah quotes it. Now, supposed to enjoy learning. Torah is sweet. We discussed in a couple of times. This is the famous Iglei Tal. You're supposed to enjoy your learning. If you enjoy it, great. And if not, then daven to Hashem that to enjoy your learning. Dvash v'chol of tachas v'shonim. Shav Nemetzal says, why does it say under your tongue and not on your tongue? Because the message is, you put it in your mouth. Under is when you chew it over. Meaning, when you work hard and you learn, that's where the sweetness comes. It's a nice vort. Oh, he said, "Sari chumorat ha-toyra." And then, you're margish the tam, tachas l'shonech. People just like to lick the Torah, the simple learning. He says, no, you have to work hard, and it becomes sweet. You got it? That's a very nice pshat. Then he says another pshat. Why is the Torah compared to milk? Because milk is when a baby's born, a baby needs milk from the mother. Without the milk, it's going to die. The milk provides all of the nourishment that the baby needs. So the Torah for us is like the what? Is like the milk. Without the Torah, we're not going to live, we're not going to survive as a nation and as individuals. That's a nice pshat. Torah's like milk. He goes further. He says, but the Torah is better than milk. Better than milk? Why is it better than milk? Because a baby eventually grows out of it, and eventually the baby gets by without the mother's milk. But we always have the mother's milk. Also, eventually the mother doesn't produce milk. But the Torah is always there. So the Torah never finishes. The Torah is like milk. It's always there. It continues. It provides us with life. You got it? Okay. But Koda, this is fabulous. You ready? So, a remez for milk is the pasuk by Shavuos. If Yom HaBikurim, Vakrivchem Mincha, Chadasha, Lashem, Bishavuo Seifu. Those four words. So the Svarim say it's a remez. Mem, Ches, Lamed, Beis. Mincha, Chadasha, Lashem, Bishavuo Seifu, Mechalov. It's a remez to milk. Not bad. So then it says his own remez. Here's his remez. Mem, Ches, Lamed, Beis, Moach, and Lev. The brain and the heart. You have to use your brain to learn, but you have to want to learn. You have to use your heart to learn. Correct. And he says, with your heart, it's not that you want to learn, you believe, listen to this, believe that in the Kedusha of the Torah. A person has to believe that the Torah is Chai Olam. Not just good, it's Chai Olam. You have to believe that every letter of the Torah is kadosh from Hashem. And every word of Chazal, kulam emes, even if we don't always understand them. And what the poskim say, ad chachmeis manenu, is also emes. Ledat she Torah v'chachmei Torah heim chayenu v'orach yameinu, heim achayim v'shashem nasan lanu, letov lanu kol yamim, v'chayisenu v'kayom hazeh, v'olam hazeh, v'olam haba. Guys, you're supposed to believe these things. And if you believe these things, we'd appreciate the Torah more. So you have to use your brain to learn. You have to have your heart to want, to desire, to learn, to believe all these important things. You got it? Then he quotes, Rav Nematol always quotes this. It's famous. You can't, and by the way, this Sefer is amazing. If you know this Sefer, you're ready for Shavuos. Okay. Rav Nemetzal quotes the Iglei Tal. What? One of his favorite Svarim. The Adi Nezer wrote the Iglei Tal. Here's the famous, I have this in my book, I quote this in my book. So somebody asked the Iglei Tal a question. Rabbi, I learned Torah, and I enjoy it. So maybe that, I mentioned this last time, maybe that takes away. It's lowly Shema, because I enjoy it. Maybe it's bad, so maybe you shouldn't enjoy the wine. He said, no, you're supposed to enjoy it. And he says, Ki zehu ikar mitzvah slim with Torah. That's the Ikar Mitzvah. Liosos v'sameach u'misanik b'limudo. To enjoy the learning. Yesterday on the couch, these guys were going at it for 2 hours. They enjoyed their learning. In other words, the learning, the enjoying the learning is part of the mitzvah. So, what does lo lishma mean? I do the mitzvah, and there's a side enjoyment. But if enjoying the mitzvah is part of the mitzvah, it's not lo lishma. That's the famous Igle Tal. And where do we say this every day in davening? B'har Rebnu Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem, make the learning sweet. Now watch this. Rav Devensel says, you can be mekayim the Igle Tal with the Igle Tal. He says, Tainu Glumad Igle Tal, his favorite taken. If you learn the Igle Tal, you're mekayim the Tal. That's like a Rav Devensel joke. Get it? If you learn the Igle Tal and enjoy your learning, then that's the Igle Tal, to enjoy learning and to learn the Igle Tal. Here's what, watch this. He says, every time you learn Torah, you get a mitzvah. A Talmud Torah. Even Tanakh, yes. If you learn Hilchos Shabbos, then you get the mitzvah of Talmud Torah and the mitzvah of Zachar Shabbos Shabbos L'Kadsho. Because when you learn Hilchos Shabbos, you're remembering Shabbos. V'im lo meid v'Shabbos, Hilchos Shabbos imig leital, if on Shabbos you're learning Hilchos Shabbos with igle tal, then you're getting Talmud Torah and Zachar Shabbos Shabbos L'Kadsho and Onik Shabbos. Get it? Onik, that's a madrega. Onik, what do we get Onik Shabbos from? You know, the trifle. Yesterday's trifle, that fancy dessert. Yesterday's trifle, that was Onik Shabbos. For Reb Nemetzal, Onik Shabbos is learning the Igle Tal. Then he says, not the Igle Tal, any safer. Any safer you enjoy. You these are easier Hebrew.
At the beginning, you learned Persian Rus.
Yeah.
That's his own version.
Yes. Is that clear? So guys, to enjoy learning. It's a mitzvah to enjoy learning. Rav Nemetzal tells a story. He told this joke once here, around 5 years ago at a seum. And he laughed at himself, his own joke. So this, I guess you have to Rav Nemetzal. So you like this. It's a cold day, it's rainy, it's a dreary day. You come in from outside, you're wet, it's cold. You sit down, put on warm clothes, start a fire, have some tea, hot tea, a piece of cake. And then you open a Gemara and you're learning. And the guy says, "Oi, this is too much. I have my clothes and the fire and the tea and the cake, and I'm learning too. It's too much Olam Hazeh at one time." So he closes the Gemara and sticks with the tea and the cake. Yeah, you understand? That's Rav Nemetzal's joke. That's Rav Nemetzal's joke. Too much Olam Hazeh. Rav Nemetzal said, right feeling, wrong reaction. Right feeling, here, wrong reaction. You ready with me? Now you ready? Guys, one more thing, then we'll stop. Rav Nemetzal quotes the Divrei Chaim. You've got to know the Divrei Chaim. What's the Divrei Chaim? As follows. It's as follows. Here we go. So we know that in every Yom Tov, you're supposed to have eating, you're supposed to have Chatzi Lashem, Chatzi Lachem. What's Chatzi Lashem? Torah, Tefillah. What's Chatzi Lachem? Eating and drinking. Okay? That applies to Tovim. But the Gemara says, especially on Shavuos, even if you hold, you don't normally need Chatzi Lachem, but on Shavuos you do. Why? Because it's Yom HaShem Tov. Since the Torah was given, there's more of a chiyuv of eating and drinking. Why is that? Why is that? So Rabbi Nemetzal always quotes from Rabbeinu David. Rabbeinu David says, to show you, Rabbeinu David is Rabbeinu David says, to show you're happy. A person who's stressed out doesn't enjoy a good meal. When you're happy, you enjoy a good meal. So to show the simcha, you have a big meal on Shavuos. You're happy to get, the Torah is the greatest gift of all time. True. It causes them to binge and they feel worse afterwards. But to enjoy a meal and be the simcha about it is only if you're half stressed out. Listen up. It's important to show your besimcha. Is that clear? To show your besimcha. The Ksav Sofer says, B'nai Yisrael didn't eat Bisman Matan Torah, they were stressed out because it was forced upon them. None of Benaviyu ate and drank. The Ramban says that when none of you ate and drank, it was a mitzvah to eat and drink. That's what the Ramban says. Why? To show they were happy, Bisman Matan Torah. So the Svarim connect not of an interview, eating and drinking. To this Gemara, you're supposed to keep his mind matan tova to show you're happy. Bnei Yisrael were stressed out. They weren't eating because they were stressed out because it was forced upon them. That's what the Kaf Sofer says. So then Rav Emunzal quotes the famous Iglet, the famous story of the Tzan Tzibruch as follows. So what's Chatzi Lashem? Learning and davening. What's Chatzi Lachem? Eating and drinking. So it says, Debe Chaim, they learned the whole night. They davened, laning, musaf. Then it was time to eat. So here's what he said. We just finished the Chatzi Lachem. Now let's make sure that the eating is L'Shem Shemayim Chatzi Lachem. Yeah, that's a madrega. That's a madrega to get to. That the learning is the Chatzi Lachem. So these are some ideas of Rav Nevensol. Every word is precious here. You got it? Okay, we'll stop here now.